The discourse in America about Iran as a rogue nation, a terrorist sponsor, a nation that covets nuclear weapons, has been about the same since the 1979 revolution and the taking of the American hostages. Attempts to reach an historic nuclear deal with Iran, with a deadline at the end of this month, have revived much of the talk from Israel, from U.S. House and Senate Republicans, and some conservative Democrats that Iran can't be trusted and that it can't change. But from within Iran, one of the driving forces is a huge young population whose champion is former President Hassan Rouhani, who young people elected in droves back in 2013. Rula Khalaf is the foreign editor for the Financial Times. Her new piece about Iran's changing youth culture is called Iran's Generation Normal, and she joins us from London. Welcome to The Takeaway, Rula.
Hi.
How do you think this youth culture manifests itself politically in Iran? It's certainly changing the face of Iran on the streets of Tehran and other cities.
Yes, absolutely. I think the view that we have of Iran is very much a view of the elite in Iran. And I thought that it would be very important to just write about what young people are like. This is a population that is overwhelmingly young. Over 60% of the population is under 40. And what's been happening, particularly over the last 10 years with the youth in Iran, is that they have been developing their own culture, their own way of living, almost regardless of what's happening at the top of the Islamic Republic. The main thing that that young people in Iran want is they just want to live a very normal, a life that makes them part of the world and not part of an isolated nation. And this is what I think that the leadership has understood, and to a certain extent, they've given them the leeway, because that's by allowing them to have a sort of social culture that is different from what they've always advocated, a much more ideological, religious culture. I think that that's been a way for them to maintain a level of acquiescence amongst the population.
So would you say that Iran's youth views the nuclear issue and some of the more ideological political notions within Iran as symbolic details that are of no importance to their lives, and that the government can do what it wishes on those? Or is there some sense that the youth culture thinks fundamentally differently than the leadership on some of these issues?
Yes, that's a very good question. I think that on the nuclear issue in particular, you have to separate two things. One is that every Iranian on one level, on a certain level, believes that Iran has the right to have a nuclear program, but a peaceful nuclear program. But even some people, if you ask them, well, should you be a nuclear power? They say, yes, why not? That is on a nationalist level. It's about pride. But if you ask people at what price, that's when people start thinking. And I think this has been, you know, the new government's whole argument is, yes, we want a nuclear program, but we have to think about what else. What are we giving up in order to have a nuclear program? And every single young Iranian that you meet, what do they want? They want a job. Well, there are much fewer jobs today than there were 10 years ago. This is a country that's been under very, very heavy sanctions. They just want a normal life. They want to be able to access the internet. They want to be able to go out, to have a little bit of fun. They don't want anything that is very different from when any young person would, whether in the West or in the Arab world. You know, normality to them isn't necessarily about being westernized. It's just about being free to exercise a certain, their own free will.
So, Rula Khalaf, does President Rouhani have to balance this in some way, buy off the young generation with jobs and ideological reforms that liberalize sort of social norms within Iran as a way of getting a handle on a more confrontational approach with the West on the nuclear issue? Or does the young people really have an impact on these talks, constraining Rouhani from doing something that would break the talks down?
No, of course, these young people obviously had an impact in getting Rouhani to, in allowing him to reach the presidency, because a lot of young people actually convinced their parents to vote in 2013. And I think Rouhani's strategy has been that the most important thing for young people in Iran today is to improve their economic well-being. And therefore, his focus has been on trying to get a nuclear deal, because that would bring an end to this very tough sanctions regime that Iran has been under and open up a lot of opportunity for young people. So this is what he is thinking. And he knows that if you can give them a better life, then young people who already, young, over the past 10 years in particular, young people have been able to live gradually a freer social life. So they have made gains already. What every single person will talk to you about today is that they want a job, they want to be able to have a family, they want to just have a calm and a prosperous life.
Rula, in the last minute, do you feel this renaissance? Do you feel that Iran is becoming a more normal place from your perspective?
I think on a social level, yes, of course, absolutely. You feel it all the time. And what I do feel also is that there is an understanding at the highest level of the leadership that Iran today is not Iran of, certainly not Iran of 1979, but even not Iran of 10 years ago.
Rula Khalaf is foreign editor for the Financial Times. Her new piece about Iran's changing youth culture is called Iran's Generation Normal. She spoke to us from London. Thanks so much, Rula.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.